You know how genetics and personalized medicine keep creeping into clinical care? Well, there's this new paper that just dropped in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology that's doing something pretty neat with asthma. And it's combining old-school GWAS approaches with some heavy-duty deep learning to crack open the genetic landscape of asthma in European populations. So here's the thing. Asthma is super common, affects millions of people, but we've always kind of struggled to predict who's actually at risk just from their genetics. This new work tackles that head-on, and honestly, the results are pretty compelling. Let's set the stage first. Asthma is obviously complex. You've got environmental factors, immune dysregulation, all this interplay between nature and nurture. But genetically, we've known for a while that there's heritable component, and we've had genome-wide association studies, GWASs, identifying risk variants for years. The problem is, even when you combine all those variants together into what they call a polygenic risk score, you're still not capturing the full picture. This group, and it's a pretty solid computational effort, decided to go bigger and smarter. They did a massive GWAS meta-analysis looking at asthma across European ancestry populations, and right off the bat, they identified 69 independent genome-wide significant loci that hadn't been reported before. That's a meaningful chunk of new territory. But here's where it gets interesting. They didn't just stop at conventional GWAS. They used three different statistical methods to squeeze more signal out of the data. MTAG, which looks at shared genetic architecture across traits, found 32 additional novel loci. Then CONT-FDR, a conditional false discovery rate approach, pulled out 234 more candidates. And finally, InsightGABS, this transformer-based deep learning method, identified 684 novel candidates that conventional approaches would have missed. Now, 684 sounds like a lot, right? And it is, but that's kind of the point. These machine learning approaches are finding variants and patterns that traditional statistical thresholds just filter out as noise. Whether all 684 pan out biologically is a different question. But the fact that their polygenic risk scores based on Insight GWAS actually outperformed the conventional ones suggests there's real signal there. As for the specific genes they highlighted, and these are validated with EQTL data and differential expression studies, you've got PIK3CD, which is involved in immune signaling. That makes intuitive sense for asthma. AHR, a transcription factor that responds to environmental cues, also makes sense, given how much environmental triggers matter for asthma. TNFR-SF9 is involved in T-cell activation, very relevant for the immune dysregulation piece, and NEGR1, which is about cell adhesion. That's interesting because you're thinking about epithelial barrier function and inflammatory cell trafficking. So what's really going on here? I think there are two big takeaways. First, the methodological innovation matters. Deep learning approaches, especially transformers, are picking up on patterns and interactions that conventional statistics miss. They're not just finding isolated variants, they're contextualizing them in the broader genomic landscape. That's why the polygenic risk scores based on those findings actually predict better in the real world. Second, and this is the part that might actually change practice, they validated these risk scores. That's huge. A lot of genomics papers generate candidates, but actually proving that your prediction model works in independent cohorts, that's the step where a lot of stuff falls apart. The fact that they've done that work suggests these polygenic risk scores could actually be useful for clinical stratification. The practical implication is precision medicine, right? If you can identify people at high genetic risk for asthma early, you could imagine more aggressive prevention strategies, closer monitoring, or earlier intervention. You're not treating everyone the same. You're tailoring based on underlying biology. That said, I'd keep a couple of caveats in mind. This is European ancestry populations. The genetic architecture of asthma might look different in other populations. We've seen that with other complex diseases. And while 684 candidates from Insight GWS is exciting, the biological validation work is still ongoing. You need functional studies and larger independent replication cohorts to really pin down which of these are driving disease versus just correlating with disease. But overall, this is solid work. It's computationally sophisticated, it's clinically relevant, and it's taking asthma genetics to a level of resolution we haven't seen before. The combination of GWAS, multi-trait statistical methods, and deep learning is a nice template for how to interrogate complex genetic diseases more comprehensively. If you're working in asthma, genetics, or precision medicine, it's definitely worth a read. The polygenic risk scores alone could start showing up in clinical validation studies pretty soon. And that's the kind of research that might actually matter for patient care down the line.